Hey Katambay, are you having a hard time to focus? Lalo na ngayon sa pagsisimula ng 2023, are you having difficulties in focusing on something? And this is one of the reasons why hirap ka na maging productive sa iyong mga gampanin. In this episode, I shared some things na kung saan I encourage you to focus on as you begin your 2023. So listen to this and I pray that this will equip you, that this will motivate you or inspire you at makapagsimula ka to focus on these areas. God bless you. What you focus on grows. This is why it's really, really, really important to choose the areas where you need to focus on. We are in a world that is so noisy. And this is one major reason why we can focus on our dreams, our goals, at sa mga bagay na gusto natin gawin sa ating buhay. Kaya naman, Katambay, as you begin the year 2023, it's good to have clarity. Clarity na kagad kung saan ka dapat magfo-focus. And yan ang ating pagkukwentuhan dito sa episode na ito. Hello mga katambay, welcome to Tambayan with Coach Lep and this is powered by the Abundance Network. I am your host, Philip Sumera. I am a motivational speaker, a life coach, a content creator, a preacher, or a feast builder. Thank you so much for hanging out with me dito sa ating tambayan. Ito ang iyong tambayan na siguradong meron kang matututunan. Follow me mga katambay dito sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts at iba pang platform na pinakikinggan mo ito. Make sure lang to hit that follow button and bell button para wala kang ma-miss na episodes. Always remember your focus determines your reality. This is a powerful quote from George Lucas. And this message is a great reminder to focus on what will bring you growth and progress in life. Okay? With that, let me share sa iyo katambay yung mga areas that you need to focus on. Are you ready? Number one, focus on growth, not distractions. This year, Katambay, focus on the things that will help you grow. Anong skill ang gusto mong matutunan pa? Anong mga bagay ang need mo pang i-enhance sa taong 2023? Think about it. Then, alam mo yun, invest. Ask for help. Pakwento ka sa mga mentors or research about it. Madalas kong sabihin ito eh, na we are living in a noisy world. Totoo naman. A world filled with so many distractions. At ang daling ma-distract ngayon. Dahil easy access na ang lahat. Nasa cellphone na natin ang lahat ng distractions. Andyan ang social media, email, mobile games, at kung ano-ano pa. Kaya naman, people are having a hard time nowadays to focus, no? May ginagawa ka, pero nandiyan dyan yung cellphone mo, nanonood ka ng Netflix. May task kang dapat gampanan, hindi ka matuloy-tuloy dahil mas nakababad ka sa mobile games. May mga things to do ka, pero inuuna mo pang mag-browse sa social media. Kasi nga, hawak mo na yung cellphone, di ba? Easy access na ang lahat, no? That's why it's so difficult to be productive. Alam niyo yun, katambay, it's really important to aspire and be hungry to grow. Have a habit of reading books, no? Listen to podcasts na may matututunan ka. For example, itong Tambayan with Coach Lep. O diba? And I do recommend to listen to all the podcasts under the Abundance Network. Pakinggan mo yan, ha? Matutulungan kanyang mga yan, alright? Be hungry to learn ngayong taong 2023, Katambay. With regards naman to your distractions, alam mo, one thing na sana maumpisahan mo is to identify your distractions. Binanggit ko po ito dun sa previous episode ko. No? I think it's episode 56. So after you listen to this episode, go back to it. Pakinggan mo naman yun. Alright? Gumawa ka ng distraction list. Have an awareness na, alam mo yun, time stealer ang mga ito. They are the cause why hindi ka nagiging productive. So identify them. Then make it a point na, alam mo yun, you will be separated from these distractions. Example, cell phone. Make sure na hindi ito malapit sa iyo or hindi ito visible whenever you're working or you're studying or doing something important. Itago mo sa isang lugar na kung saan, alam mo yun, parang mag-e-effort ka pa para lang makuha ito. This will help you to break that bad habit na palagi kang nade-distract ng cellphone mo. So again, katambay, focus on growth this year. Iwas distractions. Alright? Let's move on. Number two. Practice delayed gratification and stop pursuing instant happiness. This year, katambay, let's persevere in practicing delayed gratification. Anong ibig sabihin nito? Example, may nakita kang nakasale sa Lazada na gadget, no? Gustong-gusto mo na tuloy itong bilhin kagad. Gusto mo nang makuha ito kagad. Pero instead of buying it, you will decide na wag na muna. Hindi na muna. Pag-iipunan ko na lang, no? Kapag talagang may extra budget na lang ako, saka ko siya bibilhin. This is delayed gratification. Hindi yung sunggab kagad. Hindi yung check out kagad. Bili kagad. Impulsive buying, no? Tapos magtataka na bakit naubos kagad yung sweldo, di ba? Applicable po ito sa iba't ibang area ng buhay natin. Kaya naman, katambay, huwag magmadali. Sad to say na karamihan ay we aspire to have everything in an instant. And the thing is, one thing I realize and learn in life na sa lahat ng instant, ito ay hindi healthy. And at the same time, ito ay temporary. Di ba? So, chill ka lang, easy lang, huwag mag-settle sa instant. Konting tiis. Ang problema kasi ayaw na nating magtiis. No, gusto natin makuha na kagad, no? Just believe na sa pagtitiis mong ito ay may mas long-lasting happiness na nag-aantay sa iyo. Now, before we proceed, let's listen first to my fellow podcaster dito sa The Abundance Network.
Hey guys, Burns Okazi here. Thanks for tuning in to The Abundance Network. Just want to drop in and ask you something. Are you also that type of person who gets so scared and frustrated whenever your friends ask you why Catholics worship Mary and the saints and you just don't know how to answer? Have you ever wondered how to properly read and really understand the Bible as a Catholic? Wow, I know those are very, very interesting and deep geek out questions. So please join me in unboxing Catholicism as we discover the richness, truth, and beauty of our faith and learn to defend it clearly without being preachy. See you there!
Alright, so after you listen to this episode, I invite you to listen to their show and I'm telling you, you will be blessed. Let's move on. Number three, focus on being true rather than wearing a mask. This year, katambay, mag-focus ka na totoo ka. Totoo ka sa nararamdaman mo. Maging totoo sa iba at lalo na totoo sa sarili. Stop pretending of being someone na hindi naman ikaw. Stop wearing a mask na ipinoportray mo na okay ka. Kahit hindi naman pala. Wala namang masama na aminin na hindi ka okay. Kaya nga diba may kasabihan na it's okay not to be okay. Right? Two things lang na paalala about this. First, stop overthinking. Kadalasan kasi, nagiging hadlang itong pag-overthink in being true to ourselves. Na-experience ko po yan eh. Bilang isang preacher, I get to speak in front of a huge crowd, no? Tapos yung mga kasamahan ko, grabe mga big-time preachers like Brother Odie Villarasa, Brother Alvin Barcelona, at syempre pa si Brother Bo Sanchez. And kapag sila na ang kasama ko, ang bilis mag-overthink ng utak ko. Iniisip ko na kagad na the crowd will not like my preaching. The crowd will not like me. Ang iisipin ko ay dapat actually si Brother Bo na lang or si Brother Alvin o si Brother Odie na lang. Kaya alam nyo, ang gagawin ko, ang thinking ko, naku, kailangan ko silang gayahin. I need to imitate them, to be like them, to do what they do, to speak how they speak. Pero ang problema, hindi naman ako sila eh, di ba? So when I do that, all the things, lahat, are not working para sa akin. Kasi nga hindi ako yun. Also, naiisip ko kagad na, hala, walang kwenta yung ginagawa ko. Ganun ako mag-overthink. Walang kwenta yung sinasabi ko. Walang kwenta yung preaching ko. Nakakalimutan ko na, teka, ang Diyos naman ang tumawag sa akin eh. So bakit ako nape-pressure sa kanila? Yes, anointed sila. Pero anointed din naman ako. Simula nun, you know what, I started to be true to myself. When I preach with my strength and how I do things and of course with the grace of God. That's it. Yun lang, nagpakatotoo ako. Pinipili kong maging totoo sa sarili ko. Ginagawa akong lahat sa pamamaraan at gusto ko. And you know what? Mas naging confident ako kapag ganun. No? Mas sure ako as well sa mga ginagawa ko. Alright? So stop overthinking. Next, valid ang feelings mo. Pangalawang paalala po ito. Kadalasan kasi we tend to think na huwag ko na lang sabihin kasi hindi naman mahalaga kung ano yung nararamdaman ko. Mali po yan, katambay. That's not true. Please stop doing that. So ngayong 2023, be true to what you feel and be true. Maging totoo ka kung sino ka. You don't have to wear a mask. You don't have to pretend. Just be true. Alright? Number 4. Focus. Focus on being brave rather than choosing to be comfortable. George Adier said, "Everything you ever wanted is on the other side of fear. If you will not be brave enough to do it, then I am telling you, katambay, walang mangyayari sa'yo. Fear will always limit you or prevent you to get to the best part. So please don't settle na okay na ako dito eh. Nagwo-work naman, comfort zone yan. Pagiging komportable yan. Ayos na ako eh, ganito na lang. Katambay, be brave and take a risk. Experiment and fail. Then learn, then try again. Be courageous in giving it a try. Innovate, katambay. Think about it. Sa mundo natin ngayon, ang dami ng changes. So, dapat talaga na we need to adapt to all these changes. Diba? Nung nag-pandemic, nag-adapt tayo sa mga pagbabago. Hindi pwedeng pairali natin kung anong gusto lang natin dahil komportable na tayo rito eh. Hindi pwede. Diba? Kung hindi ka sasabay sa changes, magiging outdated ka. So, adapt to these changes. Oo, aaminin ko, nakakatakot itong mga pagbabagong ito. Pero you can learn from it. And at the same time, grow from it. Diba? Nakakatulong yan sa growth mo. I learned in life na, alam nyo yun, huwag ma-stuck to where you are now. Don't get stuck, katambay. Always find a way to keep moving and growing. So focus on being brave. Another, number 5. Focus on filling up your love tank, not on pleasing others. Let this year be the year that you truly begin to love yourself more. Self-love. Hindi naman yung selfishness eh. Self-love is actually loving others. Dahil you can't give what you don't have, di ba? So, learn to fill up your love tank. Do what makes you happy. Do what gives you a sense of fulfillment. Embrace yourself more. Accept yourself more. Forgive yourself more. Stop pleasing everybody. You can't do that. Na-experience ko na po ito. Kaya pala lagi akong mainitin ng ulo, grouchy, no? Dahil I'm doing my best, trying to please everyone. Alam nyo, in the process, na-drain ako. Naubos ako. Akala ko napupuno ako sa practice na ito. Hindi naman pala. All the more na nauubos ako pala. So stop doing that. One thing I learned is you continue to fill up your love tank, then kung ano yung umapaw, yun ang ibigay mo sa iba. Through this, alam mo katambay, hindi ka mauubusan. So focus on filling up your love tank. Number 6, focus on what you can control and give to God what you can't. This year, start focusing on the areas where you have control. Ano-ano mga to? List it down. Better na mailista mo para magkaroon ka ng awareness. list down also the areas na wala kang control, then the best thing to do after this is to surrender it to God. Huwag ka nang ma-stress sa mga bagay na wala kang kayang kontrolin. Example, sa iisipin ng iba. Nagiging people pleaser tayo kapag masyado tayong preoccupied sa mga iisipin at sasabihin ng ibang tao. Ito, gawin mo katambay ha. This year, focus on what God will say instead. Ganda, di ba? Ano ang sasabihin ng Diyos? Diyan ka mag-focus. Dun sa mga area na may kakayanan kang kontrolin, I suggest na you give your best. Okay? Do your best. Gawin mo ang lahat ng makakaya mo. Don't settle for less. Focus on giving your best palagi. I pray, katambay, na sa episode pong ito, you get to be inspired. Ay, may napulot ka na area na pwede mong simulan na mag-focus this year. Let me end with two quotes. The first one is from Tony Robbins, and he said, "Your life is controlled by what you focus on." And the second one is from Steve Jobs, and he said, "Focus does not mean saying yes. It means saying no." Tara mga katambay, dasal tayo. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Panginoon, maraming salamat po sa mensaheng ito that as we begin our 2023, we also would love to focus on you. Focus on your goodness. Focus on your plans. Focus that you're the true source. Focus that you are the one who is with us every step of the way. This is our prayer, Lord, in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Maraming salamat, katambay, for your time and for listening. Follow me, mga katambay, sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts at iba pang platform na pinakikinggan mo ito. Again, pakiusap ko po, pakirate nyo po ang show na ito. Big help po sa akin yan, okay? Para marami pa po tayong ma-reach at marami pa tayong matulungan. Also, follow me sa aking social media account na @tambayanwithcoachlep, sa aking Facebook page na Coach Lep. Look for my group, Facebook group. It's Tambayan Tribe, alright? I hope you could join that Facebook group. Maraming salamat sa iyo, katambay. Thank you so much to the Abundance Network. Thank you so much, Jesus. Stay great, everybody. Be mightily blessed.